According to the Ministry of Interior, 35% of eligible voters cast ballots, compared to 67% in the previous legislative election. A leader of the opposition coalition that called the boycott, Mustafa Fall, says President Abdoulaye Wade can no longer ignore the opposition. About a dozen of the biggest opposition parties called the boycott to protest President Wade's victory earlier this year. Fall and other members of the opposition claimed Mr. Wade won through widespread fraud, even though international and national observers said his election was largely free and fair. Fall says the low turnout shows President Wade is politically weak and that the president will be forced to meet with the opposition. A group of civil society associations that attempted, unsuccessfully, to bring the president and opposition parties together to prevent the boycott said the new legislators lack legitimacy. Apparent election winner and member of the presidential ruling coalition, Abdou Fall, says previous legislative elections also had low turnouts, even without a boycott. The Ministry of Interior reports less than 40% voting in both the 1993 and 1998 legislative elections. But Senegalese political analyst Yoro Dia attributes past voter apathy to people's beliefs that the elections were unfair. Once President Wade was elected in 2000, the analyst says things changed for a while because Senegalese felt they finally had a political voice. But Joss says the opposition's decline is a setback for Senegal.
In the parliament, meaning the heart of debate in democracy, you will not have the opposition. And no one can rule a country ignoring the opposition that represents 45% of the population.
Before this legislative election, the ruling coalition controlled three-quarters of the legislature. Once the judicial system confirms the commission's electoral results, Jaw says the coalition will control the newly enlarged parliament, with less than 20 seats held by several small parties outside the ruling group. Jaw says with the opposition's role in parliament diminished, it may take to the streets to be heard, and that may cause problems.
This opposition will show that he's not agree with what doing. And the parliament was a good place to say it. And if they said in the parliament, they didn't say in the street. And in the street, it meant riots and demonstration.
Dia says during his time as opposition candidate, President Wade denounced what he saw as unfair elections, also taking his case to the street to lobby public support. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.